Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so we're all set up for you now. I'm going to give you back to Stuart for your instructions.
Okay. Dr. Cassell, I have a telephone number for you to call in, so write it down and then hang up with me, and we'll talk to you through the other side, okay? Okay, it's 818-739-8957. Do you have a landline there, perchance? No. Okay. Good. They call in from his cell phone. That's fine. Okay. Very good. I'm hanging up now, and I'll wait for you to come in on the other side. Okay. Thank you.
How's this?
Hello, that's great. Hang on for Adrian.
Okay, so now we're good. We're ready to rock and roll. But I guess, Stuart, she didn't say the voice.
Didn't. You won't hear her. She's gone because
of... Oh, we did it already. Okay, good. So we're actually ready to go. First segment will be about 9 minutes. And when we're finished, don't hang up because I do want to tell you all the ways we use the show, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Stuart, we are ready. We have about 20 seconds of silence.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And today we're going to have an insight into a type of procedure that could save your life. Our guest, Dr. Neil Cassell, says it could save your pet's life, your parents' life, those that you love. But I want to put this procedure, this brand new procedure that I feel that you really need to know about in a much broader context. We often speak here about the science fiction of new medicine and how we do medicine, not practice medicine, but do medicine in this country, where we are looking for cures. Those cures can be devastating. Sometimes you'll hear a person say that the cure was worse than the disease. Well, we're getting away from that. There really is a revolution in preventive medicine, diagnostic medicine, and also curative medicine. And this is what we're talking about today, that particular revolution. So even though we are really honing in on something you may never have heard of or you don't know much about, focused ultrasound, as a way of delivering cures as well as diagnostics, it is much more than that. It's really an attitude with science and our own healthcare. And who better to talk to us about it but our guest, Dr. Neil Cassell. He is the founder of the Focused Ultrasound Foundation. He was professor of neurosurgery at the University of Virginia for many years. He moved to Charlottesville, the faculty at University of Iowa. But you may also know, for those of you who really do follow these things, I got a few who do, that he was vice president, then vice president, Joe Biden's appointee, to the National Cancer Institute Cancer Moonshot Blue Ribbon Panel. He was on the Global Future Council on Neurotechnologies and Brain Science of the World Economic Forum. So this is somebody who knows what's what. He's seen a lot. And if he is focusing on focused ultrasound, there's a good reason. So thank you for being with us today, Dr. Cassell.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to join you.
Well, I am impressed by the credentials, but what impresses me about them is you could have pretty much focused on anything, but it's ultrasound that you're so devoted to, and you founded the Focus Ultrasound Foundation. So let's start with that. What is it? Explain to us, as well as you can for laymen and people who are in the field of aging, what is focused ultrasound, and is there a difference between focused ultrasound and ultrasound, a word we kind of think we know?
Yeah, well, I think most people are familiar with ultrasound in the context of it being diagnostic ultrasound that the obstetricians use or the vascular surgeons use. Focused ultrasound is different. So highest level focused ultrasound is an early stage, totally non-invasive therapeutic technology that is a game-changing alternative or complement to traditional surgery and radiation therapy. It's a whole new way of delivering drugs more safely and effectively, and of enhancing the new cancer immunotherapy drugs. And the way it works...
Now, yeah, I want to say this is really important. What people think about today when they think about cancer. In the old days, when it happened in my family, it was a death sentence. There was no doubt. Today, people, the first thing they ask is, what can I do about it? And what they can do about it is terribly invasive. So let's make that leap now from what's going on now to what might happen if you had a focused ultrasound treatment instead.
You know, instead, for instance, take a patient like John McCain with a malignant brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
So he had surgery and radiation therapy and chemotherapy. Well, in the future, it's possible that focused ultrasound could be used to treat the tumor non-invasively without any surgery and deliver the chemotherapy in a way that was much, much less toxic than the traditional way. So no loss of hair, no side effects, no complications. And that's the potential for the future.
And one of the things that we talk about, and we will get to lighter topics, believe me, folks, but this is important, particularly for those of you who are in this situation, know somebody in this situation, or maybe in this situation. We always talk about the nausea, the horror of going through chemotherapy and that sort of thing. It's an outrageous, almost barbaric way of treating, but that's what we've got. You had mentioned in a lecture that I heard of with you earlier that radiation hits all the cells of the body or unpredictably, whereas focused ultrasound could just work on the cancer cells. Am I saying this correctly as a layman, and can you explain that?
Well, the radiation, in fact, can be focused, but not as precisely as focused ultrasound. And in fact, you can think of ultrasound as a form of radiation. It's just not ionizing radiation like people are accustomed to thinking about with radiotherapy. So, and there's a big difference. A human can only take so much radiation without getting sick and dying. There's a cumulative dose effect. With focused ultrasound, because it's just sound and pressure and sometimes increase in temperature, there's no cumulative dose effect, so it can be repeated many, many times.
This is a very significant difference. Now, but let's talk about the kinds of things that can be treated. I know that you were on the Prostate Cancer Foundation, many other cancer-related, but is it cancer only that this is going to be effective with?
Not at all. So a decade ago, there were only 3 clinical indications in various stages of research and development and commercialization around the world. Today, there are more than 160. Just tremendous growth in a decade. And it ranges from Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, OCD and depression, epilepsy, stroke, and then benign and malignant tumors of the brain and breast and prostate and pancreas and liver and so on, all the way through to arthritis. So there's a whole spectrum of serious medical disorders that are in various stages of evolution. The important thing to note is that of the 160, only about 30-some have regulatory approval around the world, 6 or 7 in the U.S., and that's just the manifestation of the fact that the field is still very young and growing, and there's a lot of work to be done to get these other indications across the finish line.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about the six that have been approved, or the six or seven. We'll talk a little bit about why so many are approved in other countries and not here. And we'll also talk about the business of Focus Ultrasound. Who administers it? Where could we get it if we need it? And where we can learn more about it. And in this next just couple of seconds, in terms of learning more about it, is there a website that we could start to look at, Dr. Cassell?
Sure. You can go to www.fusfoundation, FUSFOUNDATION.org, fusfoundation.org.
And, of course, we're going to have that on our website. Don't you guys go anywhere if you're fascinated as I am about this. These are real breakthroughs. This is the kind of thing you used to see on TV, half-hour science fiction shows when I was a kid, and now it's real. Don't you guys go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so that's the first segment gone. You see how easy it is? Very good, right?
Yeah, fine.
Great. So perfect. Stuart is going to reset it now. We'll have another 20 seconds. You know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about the regulatory issues and then the purveyors of it, too. You'll see. I think that's very important for the public to know if they could get it, as well as turning a little bit into the people in the professions. So are you ready, Stu? Okay, so now we have another 20 seconds of silence.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, the fountain of truth about longevity. It is a show for all ages. And a little bit of housekeeping. There are two books out that I want you to know about, very easy to receive. One of them is my latest book, The Retirement Income Explosion. And you simply have to go to Amazon. You can look me up. You'll see all the books there. And you can get your copy of The Retirement Income Explosion. If you go ahead and write to me at adrienneberg.com, you'll see that. You'll see Ask Adrienne. You can say, please send me a free download of your book, The Retirement Income Explosion, and I'm very happy to do that. The second book, because we're getting very intergenerational around here, is Your Wealth Building Years, 18 to 38. Always available on Amazon, no problem at all. Your Wealth Building Years, 18 to 38. And I was actually just on a call with the United Nations. We'll be on February 15th having a very important session. You'll be able to get the free recording of it if you ask me at adrienneberg.com on ageism and the intergenerational aspects of how together we can fight both old and young ageism. Well, today we have with us Dr. Neil Cassell, and he is truly legendary in the field of cancer research. You may know that then Vice President Joe Biden appointed him to the National Cancer Institute Cancer Moonshot Blue Ribbon Panel. He's been on the Prostate Cancer Foundation. He now heads the topic of the day. He is the founder of the Focused Ultrasound Foundation. And if you read his bio, you would see that he probably could have put his energies in almost anything. But he is so excited about the potential for this. Now, what we learned in our first section is what ultrasound is, that it gives some precision delivery of medicine to parts of the body, whether there's a cancer, and many other, even breakthroughs in Alzheimer's, arthritis, you name it. And there are 160 or so indications it could be used for. But in the U.S., only six or seven that has passed FDA regulatory rules. So let's go back to Dr. Cassell about this. Dr. Cassell, we talk about regulation a lot on this show because we see it as both a barrier to getting the kind of aging we want, and also a safety measure to keeping the safety that we seek. So it's kind of a love-hate relationship with regulation. Tell us how it's affected Focus Ultrasound and why other countries may have more opportunity for it than we do.
Well, so as I said, of the 160 clinical indications in various stages of evolution, around the world, 32 have regulatory approval, 6 or 7 in the U.S. And the reason that there's more approvals outside of the U.S. has a lot to do with legislation. So outside of the U.S., all you have to do is in clinical trials prove that the procedure or the treatment is safe. You don't have to prove that it's effective. You have to prove that it's safe. And then they let the marketplace sort out whether it's effective. In the U.S., we have a more paternalistic view that you have to prove both safety and efficacy. And in order to do that, the clinical trials require more patients that are much longer and more complicated. Having said that, I have to make it clear that we view the FDA here in this country as a partner, and they, together with them, we help the regulatory process become a bridge rather than a barrier to the adoption of the technology. So the FDA is really actually very helpful in figuring out how to get these things approved that are safe and effective.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And, of course, this is not a drug. It's a procedure and a device. Can you go for regulatory approval for Focus Ultrasound in general, or do you have to do it disease by disease?
At the moment, disease by disease, and each manufacturer of the equipment has to do it disease by their own equipment.
You know, it's so interesting. I was mentioning to the audience, you may have heard it, that I was just on a call with the United Nations, and there, Jack Krugman, he's with Great Panthers. For some people, that's a blast from the past, the Great Panthers. But it is an up-running and kicking organization. And he had been at a meeting where somebody suggested that aging be called a disease. And, of course, he went bananas over that, right? But I explained that there's a reason for it, that with FDA regulations, you really do have to have a disease before you can say, well, a cure is effective. How could anything be effective if you don't know what it's affecting? So we do have this semantic issue. And I'm not surprised that for the Focus Ultrasound process, it will be disease by disease. But it sounds like you're really getting somewhere with it. And I did learn from you that there are now 60 companies in the manufacture of this. So explain to us a little bit the business of creating ultrasound or focused ultrasound. And there seem to be so many competitors. Can you explain that to us?
So there are now, as you said, 60 manufacturers of focused ultrasound devices around the world. Every one of them is a small company. None has more than $60 or $70 million in revenue. Almost all of them are losing money. And
okay,
this, again, is a manifestation of the fact that the field is still young and evolving. And over time, a number of those companies will grow and be profitable and successful.
Now, the foundation, which is really your baby, it's something that is so central to everything you're doing these days. That is almost like a trade association. Would you call it that? Am I overstepping? For these companies that are looking for best practices, regulatory information, maybe investors, is that your goal here, to promote this so that it becomes kind of an everyday sort of thing?
Yeah. So in a sense, a portion of what we do would be what a trade association does. The fact is that the foundation is a unique, absolutely unique medical research, education, and advocacy organization that was created with a very, very simple mission just to shorten the time from laboratory research to widespread utilization as a global standard of care, just to shorten the time. So what we do is we look at the critical path in the development of these of this technology and figure out where the choke points are or the bottlenecks, and then we apply resources to overcome those barriers.
And that's where the handmaiden goes with the FDA. So again, in the next few seconds, where please send people to the right URL if they want further information about Focus Ultrasound or the foundation or any of the related issues.
So there's a wealth of information. The foundation's website is widely recognized as the Encyclopedia of Focused Ultrasound. www.fusfoundation.org.
And as I said, that will also be on our website and in our social media posts. And now as I wrap up this segment, I know what you're all thinking. You're saying, all right, get on with it. Where do I get this? I know somebody who's ill. I know somebody who would want to try it. I'll go to the ends of the earth. Well, you'll have to wait only a second, not the ends of the earth. We will be back in just a moment.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Okay, now when we go into the third one, that's the next step, which is, and I'm going to do first for the consumer, and then for people in the field, medical field, aging field, so on, how they can connect. Is that all right?
Sure.
Great. And now also, in this segment, because it's the next to last, is there a particular topic, a big topic, that we're missing that you would want me to make sure I bring out?
No, I think the key thing is that it's going to affect it. Everybody, and that they should learn about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so good. I will get that out right at the beginning. Stuart, we're ready to go.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, the fountain of truth about longevity, about aging. It is an intergenerational show because the moment you hit this planet, you begin to age, and you'll continue to do that until you leave it. So everything from leisure, life purpose, health, wealth, relationships, your looks, are fair game here. But honestly, as I grow older, I discover one thing. Health is the primary. It is the baseline of a happy life, even more than wealth, even though I've spent so many years on the radio and books and even television talking about how to build your retirement nest egg. And don't forget the retirement income explosion, which you can get for free, download for free if you go to adrienneberg.com, or you can purchase it on Amazon, the Retirement Income Explosion. Even though I spend a lot of my time with that, as I personally age, I know the baseline is good health. And when that turns, you will do whatever is necessary to bring health back to your life. And that's why today we're focusing on focused ultrasound with the founder of the Focused Ultrasound Foundation, Dr. Neil Cassell. And just during our break, when I asked him, what do we really need everyone to know? He said, you know what? This is going to be in everyone's life. So before we even talk about where we can access it, Dr. Cassell, explain that, because you're so passionate about your belief and your vision that this will be part of everyone's life eventually. Tell us about that.
Well, focused ultrasound has the potential to revolutionize therapy to the same degree that MR scanning, for instance, revolutionized diagnosis. So it's a really big deal that sooner or later will affect each one of these people who are listening to the podcast. It'll affect their loved ones, it'll affect their friends, and even their pets. So it's been called medicine's best kept secret, although we're doing a good job of changing that. And it's really important. It's early stage, so most people have not heard about it yet. Just like 35 years ago, nobody had heard of MR scanning, nobody. But today, everybody's had an MR scan, or certainly knows someone who's had an MR scan. And by any and all measures, MR scanning revolutionized diagnosis. Focused ultrasound will revolutionize therapy to the same degree that MR revolutionized diagnosis, but it's where MR was in its evolution 35 years ago.
So let's take a look at the stage it is now as it is available to the public. Look from the consumer point of view. Somebody needs it. Somebody feels that they have just had a diagnosis. They're going to go into chemotherapy. And also you can mention some of the other, you had a whole long list of other issues, including conditions like arthritis, that this could be available for. Where would they find it? What would they ask their doctor with regard to it? And what if their doctor doesn't know much about it? How does the medical profession get educated?
Well, the medical profession gets educated through journal articles and presentations at meetings and so on. And the medical profession and the patients can get educated and find out the status of the development and where they could get clinical treatments or enter into research protocols by going to the foundation's website.
So there are research protocols now that are calling for individuals. Is that right? To work, is it with the clinical trial involvement? Is that available to some people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a number of clinical trials in a variety of disorders ranging from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease to malignant tumors of the brain, either primary tumors like glioblastoma or metastatic tumors, all sorts of things, you know, sarcomas, soft tissue tumors, tumors of the breast, pancreas, and so on. So there's an abundance of clinical trials that are currently ongoing.
Now, of the approved procedures, are there particular clinics? Is there a venue, a geography, where someone would say, I'm going here, I know where to go for my MRI, I know where to go for my lab tests. Is there a way to know where I can go for my focused ultrasound treatments?
Absolutely. So there are about 200 clinical treatment sites in the U.S. today, and the number is increasing rapidly. And again, you can go to the foundation's website and figure out which treatment site or clinical trial site is suitable for you.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that we did not discuss, and it's a little bit of a throwing the ball here. I find it mysterious as to how doctors find out about new innovations. You know, as a layman, you say, oh, he's a really good doctor, or she's a really good doctor. What do you really mean by that? What you really mean by that is that they're caring, they listen to you as a patient, but you also mean that they're up on it. They're up on everything that's new. Are you saying that it is following journals and going to conferences that doctors would learn about focused ultrasound? For me, I'll put my two cents in. It seems a little ad hoc. I'm wondering about that. When does it start to be taught in schools? When does it start to be required to be learned to keep your license?
It's not to that point yet, because it's still relatively early in its evolution. But, you know, the traditional way that people learn about this is by going to meetings and hearing results presented, by reading the medical literature, the journals, by word of mouth. And now the internet, of course, is a very abundant source of information for physicians as well as patients.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about that, and that is one of the better byproducts, I think, of our new technology is if you want to know about something, it isn't that difficult to find out. You've given the URL of your website several times. We'll do that again. Most people can simply get on their phone or go to their computer and easily discover more than they would know about focused ultrasound if they were in the business 50 years ago. But when we come back, we're going to talk about another aspect of healthcare and these great breakthroughs, and that is what's covered and what is not covered, what you have to pay for out of pocket, what is a part of our Medicare system or our insurance system, private insurance, public insurance. Because what's happening here, and I want everybody to get the full picture, is an enormous breakthrough that's going to be very different in the lives of many people that will not have to suffer the way they did before, or will simply be able to get treated for more minor things that they wouldn't bother with, that they would suffer with or stay with or just accept in their lives, because it's easier to treat. Arthritis would be an example. But then the question becomes, what does it cost? We talk a lot here about health equity and longevity and lifespan equity, because it will be available to some and not to all. Even with these breakthroughs, you have to have access to it, and that may be a matter of money. So we come back, we're going to see where this is going with regard to this particular breakthrough, because it's a model for many other types of new cutting-edge technologies that are rapidly, rapidly being created this very day. So don't you guys go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Okay, so there are two things. One thing on your list that we did not cover is how people can help. And we will definitely get into that. And even if you want to talk about investing, that's fine, too, whatever you feel is appropriate. But I do want to talk about this this issue of coverage and cost and so on, and how that might be reduced even. Again, like technology generally is, it gets very expensive and then it gets cheaper. Is there anything else that you would like to cover on this last segment?
No, I think that would be a good way to wrap it up.
Okay, Stuart, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And things are brewing around here. We are working on, and we already have for you, our latest book, The Retirement Income Explosion. It's on Amazon. You can also take a look and get a free download by going to adrianberg.com and go to Ask Adrian and say, I want my free download of that great retirement book that's going to make sure I have this golden egg that every single day I know I have enough money in my pocket to live the life I love. So take a look at that on Amazon. You can see it, but you can buy it. That's fine with me. However, a better idea for you is to go to adrianberg.com, ask Adrian, and I will send you a download. More things are brewing. Please go to adrianberg.com and look at all the icons. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and follow us on LinkedIn. We've become much, much more active. We have a wonderful YouTube channel. Every single one of our shows has some information on it in video format, including this show, on YouTube. So you just follow us, and we will be bringing you so many free webinars, webcasts, courses, and information to live the best life, whether it's money, whether it's health, relationships, work, life purpose, family, and future. Okay, so speaking of the future, nice segue, we're speaking about the future right now with Dr. Neil Cassell, who is the founder of the Focus Ultrasound Foundation. We've been talking about something new, a great breakthrough. But in general, every time we hear about these, and this is not the first wonderful miracle we've been explaining to you when it comes to healthcare, the question becomes, who pays? So let's talk about that a little bit. You did talk about FDA approval. Very frequently when something has FDA approval, it becomes a prescribable item, covered by Medicare if you're older, Medicaid if you qualify, and private and public insurance. But what's the scoop here with regard to Focus Ultrasound?
Well, right now there are 7 plus or minus clinical indications that have FDA approval in this country and are available for patient treatment. And of the 7, 5 currently have some degree of payment from Medicare and private insurance. And as time goes on, that percentage is increasing. It just takes time. The fact that something's FDA approved does not automatically make it reimbursable either by CMS, Medicare, or the commercial insurance companies. And the reason is that the evidence that the payers require is unfortunately different than the FDA requires, and their bar is somewhat higher. But having said that, it's inevitable that this will be fully reimbursed, because focused ultrasound is one of the rare new technologies that fulfills the holy grail of not only improving outcomes, increasing the length and quality of life, but also, in addition to improving outcome, decreasing the cost of care, and ultimately, as the technology evolves, improving access to all people.
Because it really is not a difficult thing to access. As you said, the analogy to the MRI is pretty apt. So the foundation must also be communicating and working with payers under these circumstances as well, for them to see the cost effectiveness of doing this. And has that been an easier road or a more difficult road than you anticipated?
It's a very difficult road, and it's not more difficult than we anticipated.
You thought it was going to be hard, and it is hard. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, people are very interested in this, particularly my type of audience, so they're really first responders when it comes to these things, first adapters, I should say. How can they help? How can they support this? Is there an investment opportunity here? I'll ask you all the broad questions. You already told us that you can go to the website and find over 200 centers where this is actually available, and many, many clinical trials where they can be part of that if they qualify. But how else can they help and support this?
Well, people can help in several ways. First is it's really important to increase awareness of the potential of focused ultrasound. So having heard what we've talked about today, go out and share that information and knowledge with your friends, number one. Number two is the foundation, the Focused Ultrasound Foundation, is the catalyst which is sort of driving this field forward. And we live on philanthropic dollars. So go to our website and contribute. We have to raise every year about $15 million, of which the majority goes for research. And then as time goes on, of these 60 companies, a number of them are looking for investment Most of them are private companies at this time. And again, you can get some information about how to do that from our website.
And I want to remind everybody that this is, I want you to think of a giant jigsaw puzzle. And only some of the pieces of the puzzle are put together. And the rest are still sitting on the table. Well, that is kind of what the future of healthcare looks like right now. Focused ultrasound is now a piece of the puzzle. It's connected. It's connected with the payers. It's connected with the government regulations. It's connected with patients and doctors. But there are a lot more pieces out there. And they will be continually attached. All kinds of new technologies, what I would call the Star Trek science fiction types of technologies, are becoming real. But they only become so. They only become so if people are behind it, if people accept it, see it, and realize the need for it. So I really encourage one small step with regard to any of these breakthroughs is meaningful for every one of these breakthroughs. And that's really very important because there is a sea change in the way we can age, not just living longer, but living more healthfully. All right, so let's go back in the few minutes that we have left here. First of all, Dr. Cassell, tell us the website one more time because it's really the pivotal website for everyone to know.
It's FUSFoundation.org. Or you can just Google Focused Ultrasound Foundation.
Now, I will leave it with this. This sounds like something inevitable. And, of course, when we talk with you and your vision of it, it must feel inevitable to you. It must feel like it's just a matter of time, right? Is there anything that you see on the horizon that could bring this a step backwards? Because although it's probably not moving forward fast enough for you, it's moving forward. You feel that. Is there anything that you say is the biggest barrier for bringing this into the mainstream of treatment?
No, the field has accelerating momentum. And in the last couple of years, we've reached the inflection point of the adoption curve. And what that means is that clearly, finally, the dialogue has shifted from if focused ultrasound is going to have an important role in the therapeutic armamentarium to when, from if to when.
Got it.
And that's important. And the foundation's goal is to make when now. Because every day that goes by that the technology's not available translates into unnecessary death and disability and suffering for countless people.
Well, we thank you so much for doing this. We thank you so much for being on our show. For everybody else, for many places, COVID is lifting. Stay safe. But as I always say, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate for our age.
Okay, that was terrific. I hope you enjoyed it, Dr. Cassell.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. You were wonderful.
Thank you. Let me tell you, I will send this to Ken, by the way, because he was the catalyst to the whole thing. What we do with it is, we put it on our website for a week on the homepage, front page, with your picture and everything. Then we archive it on there. On our website. Then we also actually broadcast it. We put it on the usual Apple Podcasts, Spotify. There are about a dozen of them. It goes on BizTalk Radio app. We're looking at other apps as well. And we also make a very short YouTube out of it where it's mostly your words get lit up. Put that on YouTube. And, of course, we put it on social media. Now, just like you, my great interest is in people knowing that this show is here. So anything you can do with your social media, please use it. We're going to send you the link. Don't have to ask questions.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want with it. Edit it. Put it on social media, et cetera. If you like it,
the best thing for me is
for people to know. Okay?
Yeah, this will be a new story for us. It'll be on our website homepage, and then we'll promote the hell out of it on our social media channels.
Okay, that's wonderful. And it was really, really a very, very good interview. I'm excited about it. The indications, very quick, the six indications that are available at these centers, are they all cancer-related right now?
No. There's essential tremor, Parkinson's tremor, the cardinal symptoms of Parkinson's disease, benign prosthetic hypertrophy, prostate cancer, osteoid osteoma, which is a benign bone tumor, and pain from bone metastasis.
Okay, now that's something that I may want to do on a short article. If you just have somebody send me that list, everything else I have really from the interview itself, okay? Because I do a lot of writing also with regard to this, okay?
How many people will get to see this? How many eyeballs do you capture?
I mean, I wish I knew, but I'm going to say usually from some analytics, about 11,000, 12,000. And
okay,
they're generally, and of those that I know, because those are the ones that are mailing list or followers. So it could be many, many, because it's even on broadcast radio through BizTalk, which I have no way of knowing. Tons, but I know who's actually followers. That's how I know those. We have that. But the other thing is that because it's a podcast, it can be repeated. So again, you don't know. With regard to that, that sophisticated analytics I don't even have, but that's why we want people to know where the show is. The more, the merrier, obviously. And the other thing I did want you to know is, from whatever surveys we do, there's just a lot of people in the field who listen to this. They're in the field of aging, or they own assisted living communities. They operate nursing homes, or they are social workers, or they're doctors and nurses, a lot of doctors and nurses. So it's an interesting group. You won't exactly say that they're laymen in that sense.
Got it.
So it could be good. Okay? Very good.
Terrific.
Thank you. Take care.
The opportunity. Okay.
Well,
bye now.
You're great. Right, bye-bye.